You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hey, Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. It's Brian Lund here with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. And today we're here with a very special guest. We're here with Captain Brent, our Traffic Investigation OIC. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. So first, before we get into this podcast, can you give The Rock a little bit more information on what you kind of do around here?
So I'm the OIC for the Accident Investigation Unit. Basically anything where a vehicle strikes another vehicle or object, I'm involved. We also do the traffic management portion for the installation. So if you ever see like the barricades being put out, road closures due to change of command ceremonies, that's part of the road and ground traffic management portion of the job. Also do all the accident reconstruction for any serious accidents that occur on the installation.
Yes, sir. And so to that point, it's a big weekend coming up. We do have Memorial Day weekend, and this is a time where people do like to travel and they're out. And so we want to make sure that we're keeping people safe. What do you believe are some safety concerns that people overlook on Memorial Day?
Normally, the same concerns that you should be paying attention to all the time. Make sure you're following distance to the vehicle in front of you is more than what you need. Just slow down. Everybody seems to be in a rush all the time. Every day, Memorial Day is no exception to that, but speed plays a huge factor in most of the accidents that happen.
Yes, sir, and I guess another factor as well is weather. Do you see that coming into play a lot?
Well, I mean, it's Georgia. If you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. But just remember that the first initial part of any type of like a rain, thunderstorm, or anything like that is going to cause the road conditions to become pretty slick until the rain washes the oil and dirt off the roadways.
And as I said before, this is kind of one of the busiest travel weekends. People are going usually across state lines, just different areas to just venture out and travel. Do you have any tips for just road safety as well?
Always scan when you're driving. Scan 5 to 10 seconds down the road. That way you can hopefully see trouble coming before it actually gets to you. Another thing to keep in mind is a lot of your states do traffic campaigns during this time of year. Georgia's doing Clicker the Ticket. We also have 100 Days of Summer. So they're going to be looking for distracted driving, people with cell phones in their hands. Eating while driving can become a distraction depending on how you're doing it. Some of the other stuff is aggressive speed. They have a statute in the state of Georgia that is called reckless street racing, and that statute holds the same weight as a DUI now.
What are some other, I guess, consequences for reckless driving?
Well, if it's caught on the installation, any speeding citation that is 20 or more miles over the posted speed limit, you receive a suspension memorandum that is going to suspend your driving privileges on the installation for 30 days for the first offense. Second offense is 12 months. And if you're caught driving on a suspended privilege, then it is a 5-year suspension.
Wow.
Some of the other stuff, depending on how bad the reckless conduct is and the nature of it and the environment that you're doing it in, you could be placed under apprehension.
Usually people like to go out and have fun, and we want to make sure people are doing responsible drinking. So do we have any, I guess, drinking guidelines for gatherings? I know people say don't drink and drive, but any like specific guidelines?
Well, of course, the don't drink and drive is a huge thing. Always have a plan that doesn't involve getting behind the wheel after consuming. You have so many different options available now. You have your classic traditional taxi cabs. You got Uber. You got Lyft. End of the day, have phone numbers to people that don't drink. Battalion staff duty is a great one to have.
And one last question as we wrap up. Do you have any Memorial Day plans yourself?
I am actually going down to Florida.
Down to Florida? What part of Florida?
Tallahassee.
Tallahassee. That sounds fun. Hopefully the weather's going to be nice, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
I want to say thank you again for joining me. And just to the people reminding, just be safe. It's a fun weekend. It's a fun time. You have a lot of time off. But the big overarching idea is we just want to get you back here safely and keep people around you safe as well. So that's going to do it for another edition of the Marne Report podcast. And we'll see you guys next week.
The My Army Post app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield. With map at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. My Army Post is free from your phone's app store. Download today.